This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, November 27th. Well, we saw the live cattle trade be fairly quiet on Wednesday, just trading an inside day at the top end of Tuesday's strong day. And feeder cattle managed to continue to push higher. So both of those markets well supported. We've had a great week so far with the markets strong on Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday, again, getting more follow through from feeders. And today, looking at a market so far in the early trading that is steady to higher as well. So, you know, we're finding good support here. The cash trade has, we thought we'd have more trade on Wednesday. We thought the packers would want to get that wrapped up on Wednesday, but what we're seeing so far is only about 11,000 head traded, which is not enough, obviously, to make the week. And if it is, you're going to see a lot more interest coming into next week, which is a full kill week. So what we've seen so far has pretty much been steady on the Fed trade around 109 to 110, in the dress trade up about 2 to 172. Slaughter rates are strong, 360,000 head so far. That's 1,000 more than a week ago, and it's 12,000 more than a year ago. Box beef values were higher on Wednesday with the choice up 76 cents at 245. Select was up 119 at 221. The spread was down 43 cents at 24.16, movement 116 loads. Export sales this morning, however, were a bit of a surprise. We had beef minus 17,000 tons, and we had obviously some significant cancellations, most of that coming from South Korea, canceled 11,000 tons. Mexico canceled 3,300, Hong Kong 2,100. Now, obviously, we're getting toward the end of the year, and normally we would see those cancellations just from one marketing year roll over into the next one, but we didn't see that. We actually saw some more cancellations show up in next year. I'm not sure what's going on there, but that's not a good sign, especially when last week our export sales were huge, around 60,000 tons. So hard to say what's going on there. But net new sales, we had China buy 2,000 tons, Japan 1,800. So very quiet. Part of this is probably part of the holiday season. And I'm sure last week's huge sales were in anticipation of some light activity this week. But the cancellations are a little concerning, especially when you don't see them rolled over into the next year. So hopefully we'll see that next week and kind of balance this out. Pork export sales at 25,400 tons. Mexico took 9,400, Japan 3,900, and China took 2,500. So I think the market is... Again, it's holding strong. It's firm. We haven't seen a lot of negative reaction to the large cancellation, so that's good to know coming into the trading here this morning. Now, seasonally, we tend to peak in early December. Now, the market has kind of turned around over these last couple weeks and gotten in sync with that normal seasonal pattern. The expectation is that we're going to see good retail demand. The retailers have been stocking up not only for the holidays, but in anticipation of another shutdown of the economy, or at least a partial shutdown. And that, of course, is going to push consumers to the grocery stores. You know, hopefully we won't have a chaos like we did this spring where they just cleared out the grocery stores. And I think the retailers are preparing for that kind of demand. So we've seen just a huge influx of demand from the retail sector. And also export sales were very strong last week as well. Plus, it's Christmas coming up, and normally you see an increase in demand from that anyway. So we've kind of gotten back on track with the seasonal patterns, which normally will stall out in early December. So we're kind of gearing up for that as well. What we do know is that the numbers of marketable cattle are going to be increasing as you get into December and especially into the first quarter of next year. And we know that the weights have been consistently above last year. Now, part of that is just simply the cattle that were spilled over from the shutdown of the packing plants in the spring. So that obviously, you back those up, you're just going to be putting on more weight. But many of the cattle that are going to be finishing now through the first of the quarter were calves that would have been placed in March, April, May, but were put back on pasture and then were placed later in the summer and the fall. So those are going to be a larger frame animal and likely will have more beef on them if they're going to finish properly. They're just going to be a heavier weight animal. So you're going to have likely heavier weight cattle and higher numbers. So we expect that we'll see a significant increase in beef production into the first quarter. Depending on how the economy performs, and depending on, you know, obviously lots of other factors, you're going to need the demand to absorb that. Last week's export sales kind of got us thinking maybe we would get that. This week's export sales pretty much take that expectation away. So we'll have to see where we go. We just know that we're going to have more numbers coming into the pipeline. And is demand going to be able to absorb that? That's kind of been the crux of our question over the last couple months, in fact. And with COVID still running unchecked across the country, you got to wonder just how long the economy is going to be able to hang on here. So, I mean, those are real concerns. You look at the stock market and it's not much of a concern. You look at unemployment numbers, then you start to be a little bit worried. So that's the thing. And beef is expensive. You know, it's a high dollar item. It's going to get crossed off the grocery list if the economy really starts to stumble here. So that's kind of where we're at. We'll see if demand can absorb this extra supply coming in. And of course, with feeder cattle, they're going to take their cues from live cattle, but they're also going to, you know, they're looking over their shoulder at feed grain prices that are near all-time highs around the world. Here in the United States, you know, they've been consistently moving higher. Demand or export demand for many of the feed grains that would stay here in the United States has been huge, and they've been shipped out. Milo, a lot of corn has moved out or at least been sold, and now we're facing down a potential drought situation in Brazil and Argentina, and that would push export demand to the United States. And we really can't afford to sell a lot more than what we already have. So you're going to be pushed into a demand rationing type of price action. And obviously that's going to put pressure on feeder cattle. So those are things to be looking for. And to me, it mostly points downward, unless you can see demand really step up here. But and so far, it's been quite good through November. Hopefully we can continue that. But again, you just have to be cognizant of it looks to me, from my perspective, that we've got more of a negative, you know, fundamental setup coming into the first quarter of next year than we do a positive one. And this rally that we would be getting, that we've gotten now, and if it continues into early December along with the normal seasonal peak, would set up a good hedging opportunity. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.